It works a little something like this is a recent Google search for 4 in the morning. Results vary, of course. This is pretty typical. The top 10 results yield you 4 hits for Farron Young's song, It's 4 in the morning. 3 hits for Judi Dench's film, 4 in the morning. 1 hit for Wisława Szymborska's poem, 4 in the morning. But what, you may ask, do a Polish poet, a British dame, a country music hall of famer all have in common besides this totally excellent Google ranking? Well, let's start with Farron Young, who was born, incidentally, in 1932. In 1996, he shot himself in the head on December 9th, which, incidentally, is Judi Dench's birthday. But he didn't die on Dench's birthday. He languished until the following afternoon when he finally succumbed to a supposedly self-inflicted gunshot wound at the age of 64, which, incidentally, is how old Alberto Giacometti was when he died. Where was Wisława Szymborska during all this? She has the world's most absolutely watertight alibi. On that very day, December 10th, 1996, while Mr. 4 in the Morning, Farron Young, was giving up the ghost in Nashville, Tennessee, Ms. 4 in the Morning, or one of them anyway, Wisława Szymborska, was in Stockholm, Sweden, accepting the Nobel Prize for Literature 100 years to the day after the death of Alfred Nobel himself. Coincidence? No, it's creepy.